From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The U.S. military says it killed three al-Qaeda operatives in a counterterrorism strike in Yemen. Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized Yemen's capital in 2014, forcing the internationally recognized Yemeni government to flee to Saudi Arabia, which since has carried out a bombing campaign against the Houthis. The UN says more than 3,500 people have been killed and nearly 6,300 wounded in Yemen since the beginning of Saudi Arabia's campaign. The United Nations says 80% of Yemeni's civilians urgently need food and medical help. A coalition of Arab and Kurdish fighters is reported to have taken almost complete control of a strategic northern Syrian city that was a stronghold of the Islamic State group. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Syrian Democratic Force, which includes Arab and Kurdish fighters, seized the city of Manbij Saturday and are combing the city in search of the last remaining jihadists. A Syria-based Kurdish activist told the Associated Press it's just a matter of time before the fighters have complete control of the city. After years of undercover work, the U.S. is starting to reveal what appears to be networks of would-be terrorists who support each other, even as many prepare to act alone. An official speaking to VOA on condition of anonymity also said, "It is clear," and these are quotes, "a lot of this predated ISIL," using the acronym for the Islamic State. After a meeting with national security officials, President Barack Obama said, "It's conceivable that there are some networks here that could be activated." This is VOA News. Officials in northern France say a fire broke out at a birthday celebration at a bar, killing 13 people and injuring six others, including one who suffered critical injuries on Saturday. Witnesses say the fire erupted at the bar in Rouen when a birthday cake candles ignited the ceiling. France is on edge after a string of attacks by terrorists affiliated with the Islamic State. Members of the Philippines' Vietnamese community staged a protest demonstration rally with their Filipino counterparts Saturday outside the Chinese embassy in Manila. Protesters were urging China to abide by international law after the United Nations arbitration panel ruled in favor of the Philippines in its maritime dispute with Beijing in the South China Sea. Hear now from a Vietnamese activist at the rally.
Today, send China a message. The more it defies the ruling, the more flexibility is lost. China bullying attempts and force of aim will be certainly backfire. China will have to pay dear price for its defiance of international law in the long term.
China increasingly assertive maritime activities in the East and South China Seas have raised concerns and tensions in the region. China says it doesn't recognize the July 12th ruling. The Rio de Janeiro Olympic Games get underway Saturday with more than 200 Olympic teams, including the first ever team of refugees to band together and compete. Some spectators hope the Games will have a lasting impact beyond the final competition.
Well, I hope that the Games elevate the country and elevate the situations here. That is my optimistic outlook. But we have to wait and see for it. But my hope it is that the Games do benefit the country in the long run.
As part of the kickoff festivities late Friday night, a French luminographer decorated Rio de Janeiro's famed Christ the Redeemer statue to the excitement of spectators such as Diego Sulecki.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful to see Jesus Christ alive. It's very nice. I think it's a great initiative to do this with the Olympics and everything. It's really cool.
The projections on the Jesus statue were a big tourist attraction as the Olympics get underway. In Japan, today marked the 71st anniversary of the U.S. atomic bombing of Hiroshima that led to the end of World War II. The bombing killed around 1,400 people. Another bomb was dropped on the port city of Nagasaki 3 days later, killing an estimated 70,000. Washington argued the attacks were necessary to bring a quicker end to World War II. 6 days after the Nagasaki attack, Japan surrendered. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.